Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we got a great story, man. We've been talking about all these great stories. What the Marlins have done here at the end of the season, they are just playing some of the best baseball that they have right now. They're in Philadelphia, and Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joins us this morning. Skip, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course, Joe. Good morning to you.
Hey, you guys are flirting with getting back to 500. I got to be honest. I did not see this one coming. It's incredible that you guys have actually flirting with the Mets again here. What happened to this team? All of a sudden, you've had a lot of guys coming up, coming through, and you win 10 out of 11, including six in a row, now 76-80 on the season.
Yeah, it's been a really fun couple of weeks, and in all honesty, the entire season. Even through some of the lower points during the season, our guys have been continuing to show resilience and toughness, the ability to bounce back. So for that, you know, very proud of them. And certainly right now to be playing as well as we have all year in a lot of facets and finishing what we hope on a good note here with six regular season games left, Joe, we still have a pulse. So that makes it even more exciting to come to the yard this time of year.
So there's a couple things watching every game, Clayton, I really like. First of all, the minor league system did have some talent. You brought a bunch of guys up, and we've seen it. The other part, I feel like coming back next year, and I'm not, I know you still got the six games you talked about, but you're going, when you meet with the front office, you go, hey guys, we can now play every day and we can play against anybody. Do you feel that way when you look at Lopez and Marcy and Ramirez and Edwards and Kyle Stowers coming back, that's a core you can build around, or am I jumping the gun?
No, Joe, I think you're right. I believe we'll go into 26 with much more clarity than we had this year coming in. This was, again, a lot of young players were going to get opportunities, and that'll continue next year as well. There will be other guys that we hope are pushing to knock down the door and come up and contribute because competition is a good thing. But do believe that over the course of the season, we've seen either those that have had a little bit of major league time take steps forwards and some others like Marcy and Augustine Ramirez and Ronnie Enriquez, who have, kind of really come on the scene here and put themselves in position, we believe, to be, real core contributors moving forward.
You know, it's amazing, too, and I heard your announcer saying it one night, and I was thinking it is, I don't know if I've ever seen guys get called up and have like a hot 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You were calling guys up and they're hitting like 400 after a week or two. Is that normal, what we saw from so many guys come up, or is that just my imagination?
No, I think we did. We have had a big testament to our group and our minor league player development group. David Carpenter, our AAA staff, I think for, them preparing them as best they can for what it's going to be like here. And when they've come up, I think maybe some of it helps. It's a youthful roster in general. A lot of them have played with each other. And maybe there's some built-in comfort of, when you come up and now your buddies are here. And there's certainly an adjustment period to the talent level and competition night to night, But I hope we've created an environment where they feel like they can come right in and be themselves and go play in a manner that they've played all year, and just understand there are probably going to be different sets of adjustments you have to make here than you haven't had to make yet.
When all the trades were made here going back, one of the biggest names was Connor Norby, who's had some injuries and stuff. But how do you feel about him now that you've had a chance to see him and going forward?
Yeah, Connor's incredibly talented, and it's unfortunate this year. It's just been very choppy in nature. The spring training injury, you know, he comes back and he got going, had the hamate fracture. He was swinging the bat well when he came back from that, the little quad thing, and he's swinging the bat well again now. And it's hard to fully put a whole lot of stock into Connor's performance this year. I think when you have that type of choppiness and he put some expectations on himself this year coming in that he really wanted to have a big follow-up year to what he had shown in a small sample last year. So it's a talented player that, but he got to keep pushing. He's got to get better on both sides of the ball. But I'll tell you what about this guy, Joe. He cares a lot about the right things. He's a good teammate. He works hard. He understands areas that he's got to improve upon, and he's not afraid to, put in the time and the sweat to try to get better.
Yeah. I know you've had a lot of pitchers go down and a lot of good arms that ended up getting injured and are out. But I got to tell you, if you told me next year in a make-believe world that I could go with Alcantara, Cabrera, and Perez, all throwing 97-plus every night, 1, 2, and 3, I would love it. Matter of fact, Cabrera, I think, gets a start for you tonight coming off the DL, the 15-day, huh?
Yeah, Cabrera will be back on the mound for us tonight, which we're very excited about. And you mentioned it. Our arm talent here in an organization it gets us all very excited. I mean, Ryan Weathers into that mix. Ryan's going to have a breakout year here soon. He's just too talented. He just, got to find a way to some of these, more fluky injuries of nature that he's had to keep him, and have him make 25 or 30 starts. And Jansen Junk's had a really nice year. And we have some guys in the AAA that are coming. So you never can have enough pitching. But you mentioned it to start rotation with Sandy and how well he's thrown for the last 6 weeks. Yuri continuing to blossom. Cabrera's had a breakout year. We get Ryan back, Max Meyer back, Braxton Garrett. So it's a good collection of arms, and we're happy to have Big Eddie pitching tonight for us.
So you got Phillies, and Phillies are got other things on their mind, like one of the best teams in baseball right now, the year that they've had. But you guys, your confidence. These sweeps that you had on the West Coast earlier in the year and that you just had against a Texas team and being able to win 6 in a row again on the road is just incredible. Your confidence right now with this group, can you tell when a group's real confident besides wins, like the way things are being done, how loose they are? Because this obviously is going to be another big test for 3 games.
Yeah, this is a tough place to play. The Phillies Rob does a great job. They have they have a really good team, and it's built for this time of year, and they have star players. They have, others that maybe are under the radar, but are very good, contributors. And I think Joe can see the confidence. I'm just in guys' body language. And it's not that, our guys have ever questioned their effort within, games, even when we were losing, but there is a different little kind of a swagger. There's a different type of, energy and bounce to everybody right now with just, how we've been playing. And I think they, are continuing to learn how to appreciate that this time of year, it's really about the team. It's like, just go win every pitch, one pitch at a time, go try to win that one, do what's required for us as a group to have a chance to win. And, you go about playing the game that way, and your own successes are usually taken care of.
Skip, Kyle Stowers ends up, looks like 117 games if I saw it right. So he can miss a lot of games, and he put up some unbelievable numbers for a guy that's missed darn near a third of the season. Going forward, if there's any one guy you feel like when you sit down like, man, I'd like to build it around this guy, would Kyle Stowers be that guy for you? Is he a guy that's got a chance to be a superstar?
Yeah, I believe so. And what he did this year, it wasn't a fluke. I mean, it was the adjustments he made were real. His ability to cover, he covered velocity, he covered secondary pitches, the power to all fields. And on top of that, Kyle has continued to grow into really one of our leaders. I think, again, Kyle wants nothing more than for us to win. And he wants to be a big part of doing that, not only with his play on the field, but his ability to help others and, ensure that, the group is focusing on the right things each day. So it's when you have someone that can perform at the level he's performed, but then also is willing to take on, leadership type responsibilities, that bodes very well for us and what we're doing, we're trying to build here.
Coaches in town, professional head coaches and managers in your situation, when things aren't going well, you guys end up taking a lot of the heat. And that's why I want to tell you what you have done this year with that group, from guys going down and more guys coming up and having a game plan for everybody and the way they played, and this goes for your coaches, everybody, just been incredible. Skip, you've just done a great job. You really have. Unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Joe.
Well, I'm guessing the owner and everybody above is going to say the same thing to you if they haven't already, but you were made for this young roster, and your mannerisms and the way, I'm guessing if you ever have to give tough love to anybody, does that happen during the year with young guys, or is it, give it to me straight here.
Yes, and I mean, I guess you're trying to, and it takes some time to get to know, I mean, doing this, you want to get to know them on their level and, like, build somewhat of a personal relationship. And not that we're, all friends, but still, when is it a time to put your arm around someone?
Yeah.
When do they need more of a pickup? When, this is a time you need to be challenged. Like, hey, right now it's just not, it just needs to get better. It needs to get better, not only for now, but for, like, moving forward. And we hope that we're, my coaching staff here is a big part of this, that we're building a culture of just, transparency and accountability for us all. And that, whatever we feel like needs to be said in a moment, we say, and want that to be coming from both ways as well. That, our players here do have a voice, and we want them to question things, and we want them to be open. And it's not always going to be perfect, but you feel like you're trying to do what you think's best in that moment in time. For the individual.
It would be the toughest job for me, and I think most people in your position, is to have to tell a young guy who's struggling, we're going to send you back down. And I wouldn't be very good at it. I hate that kind of confrontation. What is that like for you?
Yeah, those aren't really great. And sometimes you can't help it. There's a move. We got guys getting healthy. And,
right.
A precipitates this. And the other one is the majority of our roster this year, a lot of guys trying to survive for the first time up here. And, they want to be able to establish themselves. And so you want to be, you're mindful of that. Like, there's a lot of emotion, a lot at stake to whether you're a major league player or you're a minor league player. And how do you just try to help them get out of their own way sometimes and allow their ability to come out? And, at the end of the day, it's a very competitive world, and my job is to do what I think is right that day for us to win. But also, balancing guys that, if you believe in them and believe in the ability, they need time to get through some rough patches, to come out on the other side. Because every player, young or veteran alike, is going to go through stretches where they're struggling.
You know what? I always crack up, man. Somebody finds out they can get you out on a pitch, it seems like the word spreads throughout the league, because that's all you get, right? Even the announcer going, well, two strikes, here comes a breaking pitch on the outside, because everybody's got the game plan on you.
It is. Now, there's not many secrets, Joe, with the amount of information that is available. And, it still comes down to executing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
But yes, it's hard to hide if you're struggling with a particular pitch. You know, there's not a lot of mercy up here. So you got to find a way to combat that and make adjustments.
Well, three with the Phillies and then come home. Boy, I'll tell you what, this would be you're going to play these out no matter what. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the Mets, who are just trying to hang on with a couple other teams making a little run at. I see the Reds right there with them as well, and you guys not too far behind. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, last three games of the season at home. If you're interested in going out and spending some time, they got some great giveaways and a lot of fun stuff that's going to be going on out there. Hey, Skip, I really appreciate you coming on this morning and spending some time with us. Just a great, great story. 76-80 and have won 10 out of 11, including a whole bunch of road games, man. Amazing stuff. Thank you.
Of course, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great, great stuff there. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, joining us this morning. That's unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.